want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode. No, Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
500,000 Lagosians.
720,000.
970,000.
Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will you hard facts. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day: 2 full days of PVC collection left. It ends on Sunday. Lagos, it ends on Sunday. So this is it. Let's make this weekend count. Remember, no PVC, no vote. And if you don't vote, you just voted for whoever ends up winning. Not voting is a vote. Sitting out of an election is you making a choice that whoever wins is good enough for you. Lagos, even if you believe that all the candidates are bad, if you believe that all the choices available to you are bad, I recommend that you still look at the candidates well and choose the one that is the least bad of all of them. Which of the candidates is the least evil? The least of all evils? Because the worst candidate will do the worst damage. The least worst candidate will do the least damage. So to avoid the worst damage, vote. Vote for the best. Vote to avoid the worst. Either way, shall vote. And you cannot do it without your PVC. So please, 2 days left, Lagos, I beg. Do everything you can to make these final 2 days count. Second hard fact of the day: an election tribunal has nullified Adeleke's victory. We're going to talk about that story a bit more on Monday. We'll have a bit more detail by then on the big weekend. But you want to talk about it a little bit? Okay, go ahead and do that. But I would recommend that you don't, because we don't have a lot of details yet. The more details we do have from over the weekend, we will discuss on Monday on the big weekend. 1 million Lagosians listen to this show. They cannot be wrong. Thank you for tuning in. Let's talk about Japan's population crisis on today's Big Three Global Edition. That's what we start Fridays with. Then let's talk about Nigeria's MOU with Niger. We've got Ayobe joining us every Friday now. So our third story will be Ideas with Ayobe. At 4 o'clock, Hard Facts Awards will take the air. It's a segment that we started this year, where you and I pick the most memorable stories of the week. On Ayes and Nays, let's talk about the ongoing constitutional amendment process. You always ask, they need to amend our constitution. Well, we've been doing that, and it's been going interestingly. We'll talk about that at 5 o'clock. I've got guests who will join me. Expect news, business, and sports at the top of the hour, every hour. But let's get started with today's Big Three Global Edition, Lagos. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
The Big Three Global Edition on Hard Facts.
Are women in richer societies rethinking having children? How beneficial will the Kano Maradi rail line be? Those are the big two. Global Edition, Lagos, let's talk. Every Friday at 3, we let Nigeria and Nigerian stories rest just a little. And instead, we take a look at the biggest international stories of the week. Usually we have three stories, but because we're ending early for ideas with Ayobe, I'm bringing you two. And joining us to look at these stories is a good friend of the show. He's product lead at Founders Factory Africa, a venture capital firm and studio. Chief Andy Oboforibo, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Sandra.
Lagos, you can, of course, join the conversation. We've got WhatsApp, we've got Facebook, we've got Twitter, we've got the phone lines. There are so many ways to reach us on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Now, let's go to Japan. Let's travel to Japan, where their prime minister says the country is facing a population crisis. That's our first story. Fumio Kishida said while he was addressing parliament that the country's birth rate is dropping too low, and if this continues, there won't be enough young Japanese people to maintain the country's social functions. He said the time to reverse the trend is, quote, now or never, end quote. Chief, explain what that means, first of all, population crisis. This population crisis that Kishida is talking about, what is that? What does that mean?
Well, essentially, Japanese people are living longer. I think the current statistic, if I recall, is one in every 1,000 or I think 1,500 Japanese people is over 100 years old. So, like, they just are living much longer because of a, you know, better society. And at the same time, fewer and fewer births. So you have, then you look, so when you look at the population pyramid, the Japanese population, the percentage of them that are older is increasing every year. And there are not enough young people coming in to work, pay taxes that will be used to add to the pension programs to give those people a pension in old age. Then apart from pension, even the social safety net stuff, like, you know, elder care, medical care, all those things, you rely on the current workforce to pay for the past workforce. And if the current workforce is reducing because fewer and fewer people are being born, you end up eventually with a crisis. And even just beyond the social services from government, you also end up with a situation where, you know, you have fewer young people to physically take care of the older people. It's not just people's children who take care of them. It's also like, you know, nursing homes, etc. The more people you have, the more of those things you need, and you don't have enough people. That's the crisis that Japan is facing.
And you have those who will say that So last week we talked about something happened in France, something similar happening in France, where not enough young people are working long enough years to fund the pensions of a growing number of the elderly. But in Japan, there's this added problem of a much lower birth rate. Is it fair to say that in Japan, fewer and fewer women are choosing to have children, and they're choosing to have fewer children?
Oh, definitely. This is not even a question of interpretation. The data is very clear that fewer Japanese women are choosing to give birth. In fact, fewer Japanese women are choosing to get married in the first place. And then even those who get married don't want, few of them want children. And those who want children, fewer of them want more than one or two kids. And the reasons are there. And, you know, like, there's a lot of social commentary about it in Japan. What it basically comes down to is, even though Japan has advanced in terms of, like, you know, economics and all of that, it's still a fairly traditional society. In fact, I think a lot of Nigerians will see a lot of similarities with Japan. So when it's traditional in the sense that in the home, women are still more responsible for domestic work and childcare than men, even though the women are also going out to work. So a lot of the women who now have, you know, the economic power, you know, because they're not, you know, work at home, you know, wives anymore, they are going out and earning a salary for themselves.
I like that you said work at home, by the way.
Yeah, because it's work either way. You know, they are earning a salary for themselves, and then they're asking themselves the type of questions that you ask on the glass ceiling, which, like, stuff like, okay, me and my husband, we both go out to work, and we both work a full day. I come home, he stays out. He goes to the bars to drink. Lots of Japanese men, there's a lot of after work going and drink culture, mm-hmm. but it's only for the working men.
Mm.
The working women are expected to go home and take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So she works a full day at work,
mm-hmm.
comes home and works a full night at home,
mm-hmm.
taking care of the kids,
mm-hmm.
with very little input from the husband.
Mm-hmm.
And she's running herself ragged, and she's saying, well, this is not the life I foresee for myself.
Mm-hmm.
You two come home,
mm-hmm.
maybe let's both go to the bar, let's drink for 1 or 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
and then we both come home and we share the load. Or maybe you go out drinking today, and
I go out.
But the men still want it the way it was in their grandfather's day,
mm-hmm.
when their grandfather was the only one working and grandma was working at home.
Mm-hmm.
So the women are like, no, you know what? If that's the case, man, no born.
I'll not do again.
Or man, I don't even marry. After all, I'm earning a salary.
Uh-huh.
I can take care of myself.
Uh-huh. Oh, my God. And all over the world, working women have been complaining for decades that the demands on them are unfair, that men need to take on more responsibility in the home, that society needs to make more concessions for them. And generally, society resists. When women now say, okay, Ngwana will delay family life for our careers, society will tell them, okay, you will learn. See you in Shiloh. You know? But now, at least, in places like Japan, Korea, Italy, society is starting to beg women. What has changed?
Yeah, so I think what has changed really is society's dependence on women has become clear. So before now, society has always relied on women.
Mm-hmm.
Relied on women to do unpaid domestic work.
Mm-hmm.
Relied on women to do child rearing,
mm-hmm.
even having children,
mm-hmm.
at the expense of their own careers, their own ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
And well, we've all known that it's unfair,
mm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But we tell ourselves lies about it.
Have we all known that?
No. See, we tell ourselves lies about it. So the first lies we tell is, no, women don't have ambitions the same way men have.
Mm.
But now we know that that's not true. Mm. It's clear that women have the same ambitions. But we say, it's your natural burden in life. You're the one that has uterus.
Mm.
You're the one that can have children.
Mm.
Okay, if you don't want to do it, if you don't do it, you one that will regret it. When you are too old to have children and you don't have children, you will regret it.
Mm.
And a lot of, so it was basically like a game of chicken, who will blink first. Society, men in society,
mm-hmm.
staring down women, mm-hmm. staring match and saying,
mm-hmm.
oh, you say that this thing we're telling you to do the work and still raise the children and all of that,
mm-hmm.
you say it's unfair. Oh yeah, now don't marry now, see how far. And before now, women have, in most society, and even till now in most societies,
mm-hmm.
women allow themselves to get stared down.
Okay.
But what's happened in, we've seen it in South Korea.
What do you mean get stared down?
Like, oh, you know what, after a while, lose their morale,
mm.
and say, you know what, it's true, let me just accept this, because last, who am I if I'm not somebody's wife?
Mm-hmm.
Who am I if I'm not somebody's mother?
Mm-hmm.
This is what I am built for.
Mm.
And a lot of women have that conditioning from, you will tell me better, I can't preach to the choir there.
From birth, everything.
You know, everything. So yes, yeah. You know, I mean, the women in my life, that's what they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, but now in some societies, Japan, South Korea, and then at some socioeconomic strata in some Western countries,
mm-hmm.
you're beginning to see women who say, you know what? I am ready to take that risk,
mm-hmm.
right? I'm
mm-hmm.
ready to let the thing spoil,
mm-hmm.
you know? Now, when a few women do it, it doesn't matter,
mm-hmm.
because there's still enough women,
mm-hmm.
you know, ready to back down and give birth and have kids.
And also tell that those women that are ready to do it, you're making a mistake.
Right. But when you have a society like Japan or South Korea where...
Or Italy.
A critical mass of women, mm-hmm. a large enough percentage of women
mm-hmm.
say no.
Mm-hmm.
What ends up happening is that the birth rate drops.
Mm-hmm.
When the birth rate, when one woman's birth rate drops,
mm-hmm.
it's one woman's problem.
Mm-hmm.
But when the entire nation's birth rate drops, it becomes a national problem.
Now, birth rate is what again?
The number of babies being born, mm-hmm. basically.
Uh-huh.
So when now there are too few babies being born because enough women have said enough is enough, we've
mm-hmm.
had it.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly now, society's like, hey, picking go finish, oh. Oh yeah, please, women, make it a no vex. What is the way forward? You could look at it almost like an industrial strike.
Huh.
The women are striking, you know, when it comes to
in
this
those
birth
society.
In those societies. So
right.
Now, like what the Japanese Prime Minister is saying is, look, we need to make more concessions to women.
Mm.
They are creating a brand new ministry to handle, like, you know, giving incentives for women to born.
To give,
which is what South Korea is doing,
as
basically,
well. Mm-hmm.
Which is, we'll give you money for more if you have more children.
Mm-hmm.
Please, we will make sure that every office has daycare so you don't have to worry about your children. Please, we'll do this, we'll do that, you know. But the women are making more demands and saying, we also want more support in the home, domestically, all these things.
Okay.
So suddenly, when enough women have the resources
mm-hmm.
to resist
mm-hmm.
and say, no, we're not born again, Society begs.
It's hilarious. Is that what everybody needs to do to incentivize women to have as many children as society needs? I mean, because you have rich, relatively liberal places like Japan, Korea, North America, Western Union doing stuff like this, you know, basically. Because again, women in these countries are women with options. You have money. A person that has money is a person that
money
has options.
Money stops nonsense.
So is that the only way to incentivize women to, you know, help society with children?
You see, at the end of the day...
Which is probably why now there are artificial wombs.
Well, no, they want to build artificial wombs. But you see, at some point, mm-hmm. you have to realize that anytime that somebody has a monopoly
right.
on something,
right.
you either have to subjugate them mm-hmm. so that you can use the monopoly,
mm-hmm.
or you have to elevate them so that they allow you to use the monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
Women have a monopoly on childbirth,
mm-hmm.
right? Before now, women didn't have other options,
mm-hmm.
so society was able to exploit the women
mm-hmm.
who was, you must born. We've told you that it's your duty in life to born.
It's your calling.
It's your calling, you know, and it's a thankless job. You're a mother, you know, you're a mother at the end of the day, right? And women are saying, no, yes, we want to do it too,
mm-hmm.
but we need all these other concessions. Like, mm-hmm. I always think about my mother
right.
when we talk about things like this.
Right.
By the time my mother had me,
mm-hmm.
she was in university. She went back. So she had my older ones. She had to basically leave her career and mm-hmm. she had my older ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then she decided, no, she wants to get back and restart her career.
Mm-hmm.
It was very difficult for her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she went back to university. In fact, her master's, when she was defending her master's, I was in the room with her. She was carrying me like this
mm-hmm.
and defending her master's
mm-hmm.
And, you know, her thesis,
mm-hmm.
you know. So I think about the difficulties like a lot of women face
mm-hmm.
when it comes to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, we as a society have been cruel. We've refused to simply say, you know what, even though we need to make some concessions for women that we don't make for men, simply because women's childbirth makes building careers difficult for women.
Right.
Child rearing is an extra burden, and we need to share those burdens and then make concessions for the things that we men can't share, like childbirth,
mm-hmm.
because that's the only way women can still live full lives
right.
while giving society what society needs, which is more citizens,
right.
children.
Right.
If you don't do that, women will stop having children.
Lagos, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. We took you to Japan, where their prime minister says they have a population crisis, and it's a problem that they need to solve now or never. Are societies adjusting to the reality that comes with women having options? Do you think, Chief, I have to ask you this question because we have a break coming up, Seth, so I probably will not have time to take calls just now. But I have to ask you, do you think Nigeria could get there?
Well, we have seen that economic power is the way to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, can Nigeria's economy advance enough that we get there?
Hmm.
I don't know.
You don't think so?
I will not anytime soon.
Not anytime soon. Hmm. So but that's also another thing. If the population is dwindling, why not open the doors to immigration?
No, and that's a fair, and that's what other societies do.
Hmm.
But Japan is notoriously homogenous,
mm-hmm.
you know. And what I mean by that is that they're all like one, they're all one people,
mm-hmm.
and they want to remain that way.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to open it up to even other Asians,
mm-hmm.
you know, like Koreans mm-hmm, or Chinese,
mm-hmm.
to say nothing of opening it to white people or black people. Like, they don't want it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm one of those people who says you don't force people to accept you into their country.
Right.
So, like, you know, if they don't want that,
mm-hmm.
then if they don't want foreigners, then mm. they have to take better care of their women.
Mm.
Otherwise, they won't have enough Japanese people.
0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Our number for women is currently down at the moment.
Jossie.
0975-805-5050. Facebook was streaming live. You can leave your comments there. I think it's Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got YouTube. We're streaming there as well. Nigeria Info FM. And if you are abroad, you can join us over Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info FM. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Papa, mama, brother, sister. This Lagos must work for all of us.
Auntie love it. Where did they go?
Now, of course. So.
Check face.
Sure. people want you to start calling our tomorrow for Rihanna.
No more JJC for inside Obodo Lagos again. My Mali and Pale don't hide their own inside our cupboard and at day of election you go show face.
Maybe to go hide my own. Now the day of election you go come out.
Until I vet, fight for Lagos.
Caro, fight for your own right too. Make everybody keep their PVC well. Make now not give the photocopy to anybody. We know Kukuma know where they take the photo go. Because I don't go post for our head though. We don't go enter baby.
Everybody down for
Abdelaziz Olajide Adediro, Jando, PDP governorship candidate, the summer on this information.
PDP, power to the people.
The Actors Guild of Nigeria, the entire creatives and entertainment industry in Nigeria, invites everyone to her annual flagship Thanksgiving event, Celebrity Praise 11.0. Joe Praise, Casey, Monique, Bucci, Nosa, NK, BJ Sachs, Big B, and surprise guest artists. Comedy by Kenny Black, Akmororo, Acapella, Ajebo, Funny Bones, Osh Bebe, Woliakba, Pencil, Forever, featuring Alibaba, Emeka Rolas, Ejezi, Toyin Abraham, Shegwan Rize, AY, Jimmy Jett, Mona Lisa Tinda, Desmond Elliott, Ireti Doyle, Kafi, Benga Adeyinka.
Special guest of honor, Her Excellency, Dr. Mrs. Ibijoke Sonwalu, Her Excellency, Demi Manuela Bimbala Fai.
Theme, None Shall Be Missing. Date, January 29th, 2023. Time, 4 p.m. Venue, The Civic Center, Ozumbambadiwe, Victoria Island. Convener, Paul Emmanuel, 0706-171-0617. Powered by Celebrity Praise and Your Naija Entertainment. Proudly supported by Cool Wazobia Info.
Dingaga, dingaga, dingaga.
Dingaga, dingaga.
Get this joy with the new and exciting data plans from Nine Mobile. Whatever your data needs, Nine Mobile's got you. Affordable data just got more affordable. 200 MB for 100 Naira, 300 MB for 150 Naira, plus 300 bonus seconds to call all networks, and the list goes on. These and more amazing data offers just for you. Dial *200# now to enjoy. Nine Mobile.
There is a new way to move around Lagos. From Lekki to Oshodi. From anywhere to everywhere. The Anaya app. With Anaya, you can book your nearest ride with just a click on your phone. Schedule a pickup for any time, anywhere. Track your driver on our live interactive map or even share a ride pool to save on travel costs. Try Anaya and you won't go back to your old ways of moving around in Lagos. Get your first ride for free using the promo code FIRSTRIDE. Download your free Anaya app today from Google Play Store or Apple Store or visit anaya.com. Anaya is spelt A-N-A-Y-E-R. Anaya, the power to move.
It's a new dawn for Nigeria. Oh, better days are coming. Better days that gives us hope and strength.
It's a new dawn in Nigeria. The firmament portends a bright future as the people of Nigeria move to vote a man whom they have come to trust. That man is Ashiwaju Bola Tinubu. Vote Bola Tinubu as president of Nigeria. Vote Kashim Shettima as vice president. Vote APC.
Bring the smiles back to all Nigerians.
Hi, I'm Zainab. Are you a mother?
And then I've had friends tell me, hey Zainab, the way you are going to spoil this child. Like you see her as your own source of joy.
Or an aspiring mother.
Oh, my ovaries.
Are you single, married, separated, divorced, or a single parent?
Are you concerned about your body and about pregnancy transformations or managing your toddler's tantrums?
And the general challenges of motherhood they didn't tell you about?
Share your stories on Maternity Line.
Fridays, 12:15 p.m. on 99.3
Nigeria Info.
Let's talk.
It's Maternity Line.
What is radio to you on a Friday night?
Hold that thought.
It's fun, goofy, and pure vibes all the way. Happening on the lounge with Feta.
You know what happens on the lounge stays on the lounge, right?
Sure, why not?
It's Typical Radio on a Friday night. With your girl, Feta, the Dynamo.
Let's go!
There is a new show on radio.
It's a town hall.
Is it different?
Oh, yeah!
Let's talk about everything you like. Giving pure undiluted vibes on a Friday night. Just the way you like it. Starting Friday and every other Friday, 9 p.m. to 12 midnight. Only on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
The Big Three.
Global Edition on Hard Facts.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Before the break, we went to Japan, where their prime minister says the country is facing a population crisis. He said this while addressing parliament. He said the country's birth rate is dropping too low, and if this continues, there won't be enough young Japanese people to maintain the country's social functions. He said the time to reverse that trend is now or never. I've got on the show with me a product lead at Founders Factory Africa, a venture capital firm and studio, Chief Andy Oboforibo. He's a good friend of the show, Chief. This first story, you look like you have a few more thoughts to share on it. Do you?
No, I'm actually just curious what Lagos has to say.
All right, let's go to Lagos then. 0700-993-993-993. Lagos, what do you think about the population crisis in Japan? Are societies adjusting to the realities that come with women having options, women having money? 99.3. Hello. Thank you for calling us. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
I'm Oni Mosanda. I'm calling. I'll take you to court. Okay. But let me just say Happy New Year. Chief, I greet you.
I greet you, Anonymous.
Chief, are you? You're an African man. You're sounding like a minister of women affairs. All these men, I don't like laughing, will not be happy. I just invite Chief for laughing. Well, what I'll say, Sandra, people need a reality check. As in, instead of being with a man who will enslave you, that will prevent you from sending money to your parents, on your own. Seriously, you can be a man, you can be a woman. If you are helped by the man that will trouble you, be on your own. As in, people really need to change their mindset. Chief, I expect you in Glasgow, unless I'll sue you through.
Anonymous, who they sue everybody with you by show. 99.3, hello.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Gabriel from Lekki.
Gabriel, welcome.
So, Sandra, I think you are happy, you are laughing. I have a brother in Japan, he married a Japanese woman.
Okay.
For 14 years, they refused to have just one single baby.
They refused?
Yes, and then I came to Nigeria. We are growing old.
Mm.
So no, bad here. There's nothing like that. They don't need children.
Mm.
I asked him, are you coming back home? Are you going to live in Japan all your life?
Mm.
His parents are not happy.
Mm.
Even his ex-girlfriend said, okay, let us have a baby in Nigeria. He refused.
Yeah.
I don't know. In Nigeria, girlfriend, his former girlfriend was. They were trying to make it out that she will go have a baby in Nigeria. He refused.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just pity for the guy. I don't know the type of life. Whether he's still coming back home. If he's 75, 80, if he's coming back, I don't really know. For me, don't have so much. If not one or two, it's okay. For you to not have at all, I'm not support that at all.
Okay. All right, Gabriel. Thank you for calling. You know, Nigerians have that belief. Just have one or two. And I think it comes from being in a society that doesn't work. Because if you were in a society that had plans for the elderly, you probably wouldn't bank on having children as, okay, they take care of me when I'm old. Because you hear a lot of people, and a lot of the argument they make about having children is, who will take care of you when you're old?
Yeah,
you know?
When I worked at the World Bank, I used to have a cartoon in my office where you have this aid worker, you know, talking to these like villagers, and it's like this woman which had like 15 children, and he was like, why do you have so many children when you're poor? And the woman said, I have so many children because I am poor. You know, and that's it, because she knows that she lives in a society with no safety nets. Her only retirement plan is her children. Because even like, okay, I will give the example of my father. My father worked very hard his whole life. He was a professor, did very well for himself. He worked both in Nigeria and abroad. By the time, after he died, I was processing his pension on behalf of my mother. And his Nigerian pension, after like, you know, 50 years of work, I think his Nigerian pension came to like about 35,000 naira, like some weird thing, because of how early he had worked in Nigeria. A lot of people, like, I mean, Sandra, I know if you look at your pension now, you can't live on that.
Yeah.
So even our formal structures don't really take care of you here.
Right.
So people rely on their children. Okay, I'll give birth to five or six children. One or two will be useless. But one of them one of them will make some money, you know, maybe follow a politician and you know become part of the politician's army, so cloth and be his SA for youth, mm-hmm. and he will make some money and he will take care of all of us, uh-huh. even though he looks like a silly person, you know, on TV. Uh-huh. But that's how we have to think. Mm-hmm. But in societies where the structures are there, mm-hmm. they don't have to do that, mm-hmm. except for when the birth rate falls too low.
Yes, and those structures and there are not enough young people working, yes. and people don't want to work for too long anymore.
Right.
Azu Frank is on the line. Azu, how are you? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, Azu.
So, in Japan, they have a very notorious work culture.
Mm.
The Japanese people, they consider you to be very lazy if you take a day off. Mm. They don't go for holidays. Mm-hmm. There are these people that just want... And I think they picked up this orientation just after the 2008 Asia economic crisis.
Right.
So, the people just felt that, look, we have to build up and, you know, fix our lives and economy. So, they just threw themselves into work. Now, what made it worse is... the men work even more. So the typical woman in Japan feels like she's going to be doing almost double job, like working for the state and, you know, doing the housework. So all this put together now affected their childbirth and the whole stuff. But I think Japan as a country, I think the prime minister wants to address it. I was listening to you and your guest.
Mm-hmm.
They have money now. They don't chop the level. And so I think they can give some, they can cushion some, they're okay now. So they can cushion some things now for the women, mm-hmm. and make them feel better. For we in Africa, we need to think of this one. We never reach us. We serve now.
Who chop first? Who first chop?
We would do holidays. We never have our problem along. So Japan is have a unique issue there.
Yeah.
Nice talking with Sandra.
Thank you, Azu, for calling our problem long. But isn't part of our problem that we are overpopulated and the resources are too small for the population?
I don't believe we are overpopulated necessarily. I think we're unproductive.
Hmm.
You know, like, you know, you have countries that three times our population and mm-hmm. they're doing just fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's a question of, well, how productive is that population?
Mm-hmm.
Have we put in place the structures to get the most out of that population to fund ourselves?
Hmm.
That's the real problem.
Okay, I'll take one final call. Do I have time to take what I think? You know what? I'm gonna just take calls. Let's leave our second story because I there's so many people who want to get in on this first conversation. So we're just gonna stay on the one story because I have 4 minutes before I have to switch over to Ayube. 99.3, hello.
President Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, Sandra, this is your senior special advisor.
Welcome.
You know, before I get married, I had this girl I was dating for 4 years. And they said, no, you should not marry. And when I took her home, I want to get married to this girl. Who? I said, so person. How long have you been with her? I said, 4 years. You see, 4 years. And she never taken. And you are proud to bring her to us? I said, Mama, why? They said, why person they marry? Not because of the king. I said, no. Say, love. You know what they tell me? This is grandma. They go outside and speak. They speak in my language. You have questions that you follow me. Yeah? So not because of the king you won't marry. That is my people for you. Our own population here, it become problem. Like Chief said, other countries, they have black population, which is good for them, but our own. Problem for us.
Okay.
Thank
you for calling. We've got Click Utis on Facebook who says that Japan, Korea, and Italy women philosophy and mindset won't work in Africa, especially in Nigeria, because if they're old, their countries can take care of them. But in Nigeria, you are on your own. Let the woman get to 40 years and above. You will know that children are the women's companion at old age. Women enjoy their children more than their fathers. Isn't that an indictment on men?
No, here's what I want to say. What that message is saying, what that person is saying is that I am happy that my country is such a sewer. My country is so underdeveloped that women don't have the options that they have in other countries. And so I can, with my chest, create a society that subjugates women, because at the end of the day, they're going to need children in later life, and so they will accept whatever rubbish we give them. Yay, us, our country is not good enough for women. Like, and you're proud. You're proud to send that as a message. Oh, it can work in advanced societies, but not here because we are backwards.
We've got Oyemake Wakeye.
I want you to want better for yourself and for your country.
Chief, hold on. We've got Oyemake Wakeye who says, young guys here prefer to have dogs or cats than children. They give reasons like they cannot afford to bring a kid into the world to suffer climate change, avoiding the pains of childbirth. Incentives are offered in certain countries to encourage childbirth. Joseph Abiodun says, this analyst is living in my mind. I mean, he poured out my mind exactly the same way I've always seen marriage. Women are not slaves. Joseph Abiodun with